A once vibrant tourism sector in South Africa is limping, a pale shadow of its former glory. It's been crushed and virtually decimated by the global pandemic. While many countries across Europe, America, and Asia have reopened their borders to vaccinated tourists, South Africa is still counting the costs, loss of income, and jobs. This week, Statistics South Africa disclosed that revenue from tourism accommodation decreased by a staggering 45% in the last year. Since the start of the lockdown, thousands of businesses have had to retrench staff and permanently shut their doors. Letu Shabangu was the owner of Cape Town craft beer Ukangu Beer Works. The company gave hope to 10 young previously unemployed South Africans. Due to alcohol restrictions, they are now all unemployed. Shabangu says the situation has become so dire that his team was unable to feed their families as a result of the jobs bloodbath in the sector.
The last 2 weeks of February, they limited sales of alcohol to 5 p.m. Most people came to us for after-work drinks, so we were literally closed for right from then. And then the full lockdown came in March. We thought we were going to survive at first because they told us that it was going to be 21 days. So we're like, okay, let's try to use whatever money we have to pay our staff for this month. We did that. The lockdown stretched for another month. We managed to pay them again for the second month. That month came, we couldn't. We had nothing, you know, so we had to close that place. There was a time where they would call me. They would literally ask for food. We would go and ask from our colleagues in the beer industry for anything that they could have. I remember there's a guy in Melbourne who gave us some vegetables for a few months, and we'll go and deliver to all my staff in their houses.
Letu Shabangu is just one of thousands of small business owners that the pandemic has crushed. CEO of the Association of Southern African Travel Agents, or ASATA, Otto de Vries, says families across the country are struggling. He says many businesses that have remained open are producing no profits.
The impact has been catastrophic. Almost 55% of companies have retrenched staff. There has been more than 40% of them that have had to reduce staffing hours. And the most frightening is that almost 80% have had to implement salary cuts for their employees in an effort to at least allow them to keep jobs. We're looking at about 35% of the workforce has been retrenched. You know, the scale of this is immense. And if you look at it from a turnover point of view, the industry over the year, more than 50% have seen between 80 to 100% decline in the turnover of their businesses.
Naming the 501 V2 variant of COVID-19, the South African variant, has made international travelers reluctant to visit the country. De Vries says the South African government will need a well-considered plan to revitalize an industry on the verge of collapse.
We need the Department of Tourism to be doing everything they can to communicate as it relates to the supposed South African variant of COVID. Because it was discovered in South Africa, it got labeled the supposed South African variant, when in fact within days after that, it was found in more than 70 other countries. However, the stigma has remained, and we are on the red lists across the globe where South Africans are just unable to travel. And the second thing is for us to ensure that we as quickly and as effectively as possible get our vaccination processes up and running, because it's going to become the final benchmark that will determine whether people can or cannot travel.
The Department of Tourism recently launched a tourism recovery plan to reignite business in the country. Deputy Minister of Tourism, Fish Mahlalela.
We developed this tourism sector recovery plan, which contains interventions that are anchored on rejuvenate supply, reignite demand, and strengthening energy capacity. The main intention is to first and foremost preserve jobs and livelihoods into the sector. Secondly, to create and facilitate the creation of new job opportunities, be able to then match the demand and supply, as well as strengthening the transformation in the sector. For the tourism sector to recover, we need to use the domestic market as the key anchor for reigniting demand and supply.
Government says while plans are in place to assist the sector, recovery will not take place overnight. The tourism department is calling on South Africans to travel and support local tourism while obeying COVID-19 regulations. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.